So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
I want to talk about mistakes that businesses make. And so the reasoning behind this is we get to speak to a lot of people. We get a lot of strategy calls coming through. We have people who want to work with us to help them with their digital marketing or their marketing of their business with our all-in-one done-for-you digital marketing service. So we get to speak to a lot of people, different size companies from just like one-man bands up to companies that have maybe 20 or 30 employees. And some companies that are now just letting their marketing managers go or their digital agency, digital marketing directors go, and they need to replace that, and we got a product for that. And so we get to speak to a lot of people, is what I'm saying, in a roundabout way. And so what we find is we ask them lots and lots of questions, and then some will sign up, some are not a good match, and some won't sign up. But when we do start working with people, this is some of the stuff that we learn, because we see other people's businesses, and we're like, we ask them questions, and they say things like, oh no, we don't do that. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't do that? Like time management. Oh, no, we don't do that. And planning. Oh, no, we don't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't do that? In order for you to move on to the next step in your business, you have to implement some of these things. The stuff that's got you to here is not the same stuff that will get you to there. And so you have to change some of that stuff. And so this session is about just talking through some of those things. And I hope you'll find it useful. So number one, then, everything, everywhere, all at once. Did you like that? That was the Oscar-winning name of the film, which I started watching and switched off because it was a bit boring. Even though I love multiverse kind of things, that's like right down my alley. I'm a sci-fi geek, love that stuff. And Michelle Yeoh is just amazing, absolutely in love with Michelle Yeoh. She's so good, right? But I thought the film was a little bit boring, so maybe I was just tired and I only watched like 10 minutes of it. Anyway. Everything everywhere all at once. So what this means is that they're either doing everything everywhere all at once, right? With no systems, no cohesion with those systems, or they're doing nothing, nowhere, never at all. Do you like that? Nothing, nowhere at all versus everything everywhere all at once, right? It's one or the other. There's never any middle ground. They're even literally all over the goddamn place, haven't got a bloody clue what they're doing, or they're trying to do everything all at once. And that stuff isn't going to work, right? Like, it's like a Frankenstein kind of company, and you're taking an arm from one place and a leg from somebody else and the head from another guy and another leg from somebody else who's taller, and so the legs don't work. I might be taking the metaphor a little bit too far there. But this is the problem, is that they're all over the place, right? And so there's no cohesion. There's no systems in place. So, for example, like, this is really straightforward. I believe it's straightforward, but it's clearly not straightforward because I keep having to have the same conversation over and over with people, which is fine. I'm happy to have the conversation. We're happy to help people. But if we can do it one-to-many through the podcast, then that's even better. And so what I mean by this is they go, well, right, Dan, I need more sales. And I go, great. What's your sales mechanism look like? And they go, what do you mean? And they go, okay, so you book someone in on the call. Have you got scripts? Oh, no, we don't use scripts. Okay. Do you know what you're going to ask them? No, we just make it up and see where the conversation goes. Okay. So that's a system that you need to have installed. Because if it's two or three different people, like I'll give you the example of my mum and dad. My mum and dad were wedding photographers in Leeds. Very well known. I mean, I've been on job interviews. I had three interviews in one day, and every person I had an interview with said, oh, your dad did my wedding, which is funny. And just last month it was, one of the solicitors says, oh, your dad did my wedding, which I thought was quite funny. So they would, when they get a phone call, my mum would ask different questions than my dad. Now, do you think that in your business there's an optimal number of questions and an optimal type of questions that you should be asking? Yeah, of course there is. And then do you think there's some questions that really don't help? Yeah, of course there is. And do you think there's different strategies that will help convert someone to actually signing up? And do you think there's some strategies that you're doing right now that probably don't work? Of course there is, right? Of course. Naturally. So how about this? How about you get a list of all the things that are going to work and all the things that aren't going to work or aren't working, and you just do the things that work? Like, it sounds so simple, but it's not. And the reason why it's not simple is because you've got a brush to cut your ass, and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're doing this and you're over there and you're doing this bit and you're doing that bit and you're everywhere, everything, everywhere, all at once. You're trying to do too many things and you've not actually spent the time doing your sales mechanism and going, okay, what should be the best question and which order? How do I build rapport and how long should the rapport building be? And then am I building a bridge? Am I going down this path of what would happen if you didn't change this year? And what would happen if you did change? Okay, and how can we get you from the bridge, from where you don't want to be to where you do want to be? And what does that bridge look like? Like, is that the mechanism that you're going to use? And do you even know what that mechanism is? And then people go, oh, yeah, but I'm not very good at sales. Okay, but your business is always dependent on your ability to make sales. Now, in marketing, we always think if you can market well, the sales will happen naturally. The sales process is really just confirmation of what they've already seen. In my little world, that's what I believe. I live in a marketing world. But I'm the guy that does the sales for my business as well. And so if I'm not doing that properly, then I'm not getting the same results that I could be, right? So not only do I have to have a strategy for the marketing, which pre-sells before they get to the sales call, when they get to the sales call, I also have to be able to close them, knowing that they're likely going to sign up if a match for a customer. But if we haven't got that as a strategy or a system built in, then that's not going to work. And by the way, how many systems do you think there's going to be in a business? There's millions of damn things. But if you haven't got a system in place for getting people on the phone, for asking certain questions in a certain order, then you're wasting the opportunities that you're doing, right? And so, like, and I understand it. There's a million different things that you have to do in your business. And so you need to kind of build a list, right? And when you've got a list, you need to work out which one is the most important. Which one of this list have I not got in place at all? Now, it could be getting people onto a strategy session, a discovery call, a 15-minute, 45-minute diagnosis type call. It could be that is where you're struggling right now because you're not getting people closing because you're not getting people on the call. Okay, great. Now, if you are getting people on the call and then you're not closing, it's not the bit that's struggling to get people on the call that needs to be fixed. It's once you've got people on the call, what are you asking them? Now, if you're not able to get people on the call, then what's the bit before that? Because it's not, I need a sales strategy, because you're not doing any sales, because you're not even getting people on the call, right? So before you're getting people on the call, what are you doing? How are you turning up? How are you presenting yourself in the real world? What are you putting out there? And if you're putting up a picture of, I was going to say a picture of your dog, but I do that. If you're putting up a picture, yeah, well, let's deal with that. If you're putting up a picture of your dog and a picture of your car and a picture of your holiday, that's not enough. It's nice. And it does actually form part of your marketing mix because people want to know who they're buying from. Jordan Belfort, who did the, obviously Wolf of Wall Street, but he's got something called straight line persuasion. Everything has to be lined up. So do I like the company? Do I like the product? Do I like the person? Right. There's another one that he does and I can't remember it, but there's three of them. Company, product, service. I can't remember what the other one is, but one of the reasons we put a picture of a dog out and me doing handstand push-ups that I did on CrossFit this morning, I want people to know who I am. I want people to know that I have challenges too. And I love my dog because everybody loves dogs, right? It appeals to empathy and it shows people into your life and it builds trust that you're just a normal guy like everybody else, but you just do things slightly different in some areas of your life, which is getting you these results. And that's the bit that people go, that's what I want. I want results like that. I better do what Dan does. Right. So you're building up a picture before you even get people on the call. You have to be building up a picture of who are you? Nobody knows. We live in a world, right, where it's totally fine. Lie as much as you want. Suella Braverman is on TV lying out of her backside. Right. Any of this government, they get on TV and it's lie after lie after lie. Rishi Sunak in the House of Commons, right? He's not even allowed to do this and he should be going back to apologise to lying for the House, right? And nothing will happen. He said that immigration has halved since it was Labour in power, when actually it's like tenfold. Complete and utter lie, right? Gets away with it, not a problem. But this is the world that we live in, right? And it's not only that people are getting away with lying, People don't trust you when you say something. That's really it. And we can blame all our politicians all we like, but if you're not presenting yourself out there in the marketplace so people can actually see, who are you? Do I like this guy? Or is he a knob? Is he just some northern monkey who I cannot stand? Ooh, is it? Or actually, is Dan a northern monkey? But boy, I can see how hard he works, and I can see what he's like, and I can see his sense of humour. And actually, I quite like him because he says it as he sees it, right? And it gets him into trouble, which it does quite often. But I don't know how else to perform, right? I don't know how else to be in the real world. I just know to be me, right? I might as well be me. You know, someone's got to be me, might as well be me, as Charles Barkley from the NBA said. So you've got to present yourself out there. And this is about you building up rapport with people who you don't even know, but who know you. And the more people that know you, the more people that trust you, the more people you're going to be able to close. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.